Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
My name's Drew Zucchino. I'm the farm manager at Tractor Food and Farms.
How is the season going?
People were a little hesitant after the last 2 years. Farmers were to really put in.
Yeah.
So everyone took it easy at the beginning of the year based on the past 2 years of rain and washing everybody's crops out. Now it seems like we've had a first good season in a while. So farmers are pushing to get the fall crops in now that there's some good potential out there now.
What's available?
We're just getting out of that mid-season lull where everyone's, you know, kind of switching into their fall crop. So we've had a lot of tomatoes come in this time of year. Beans are still pretty consistent. Lots of heirlooms, like I said. Lots of different types of tomatoes, some cherries, having some broccoli and cabbage still coming in.
So it's a good selection.
It is a good selection. We never know until a farmer calls us about a week out what we're going to get.
Yeah. The way it works, they'll call you a week out. What is your part in the plan, and how can folks, is there a local way that folks can get the produce that we're talking about, or do you just sell it to restaurants or stores? What do they do with it?
Sure, yeah. We have several programs because, you know, each scale of farmer requires a different outlet.
Right.
You know, if you're growing a bushel of corn, you're not going to be able to sell that wholesale. So in a situation like that, for a smaller farmer, we have a CSA program where we source food locally for that, and all those, they're bags. It's community-supported agriculture, and you get a share in that. And you pay up front, and that way the farmers are paid immediately for their crop that they're bringing in. So that a CSA bag, we have a small and a regular, and a small will feed, you know, one or two people, an individual, and then a regular share is for, like, a family. So you might, for example, last time I think we had... You know, 4 ears of corn, a few heirloom tomatoes, a big bag of basil, a head of broccoli, and a few other things. I think we had some raspberry jam in there, too. There's some treats in there as well.
Yeah.
So we're sourcing from all over for that.
And it literally does come from all over.
It does. It does. But, you know, all over Yancey, Mitchell, I think, you know, we get a little bit out of Hendersonville, but they're all small farmers.
Right.
Avery.
Yeah. So you just get them.
Madison.
The CSA program, the way that works is at some point in time, earlier in the season, you sign up for that? Or how does that part of it work?
We do three seasons. One's like an early summer, one's kind of midsummer, and then one's a late summer to fall. So really it goes from July to October with three sections in between.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot for folks to try to digest now. Is there maybe a website, Facebook, something like that, where folks could maybe just take a look and curious, because it's a little late in the season now, but next summer that might be something you want to load up on.
Well, we're still accepting signups for our fall season.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, we got about a week until that begins. But you can go on our website, Tractor Food and Farms, or look us up on Facebook. We're there too. And just, you could call.
Yeah.
Call the office. We're always happy to talk to folks about anything they need in the community, really, and particularly farmers. Like if you're a farmer and you're interested in delivering your crop to us and having it in the CSA.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Just call you and make all the arrangements.
That's right.
Well, Drew, you guys have a really big event coming up this Sunday evening at the Burnsville Town Center. Tell us about it.
Our Farm to Fork fundraising event, which is our big fundraiser of the year, and it's a dinner. The majority of the food is sourced from local farms, and then we have an auction.
And is there still time to get a ticket?
There is still time. We have a few left, I believe, but we're getting close.
Okay. Tell us what it costs to be a part of it.
It's $125 for a ticket, and then we have quite a few auction items. We have some art. There's a lot of agricultural-themed art. There's a nice pig painting. We've got actually a bronze sculpture, a bronze-casted sculpture of a horse.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
book.
And
that's
from
a
great local artist, Matt Murray, out of Spruce Pine.
This is your biggest fundraiser of the year. What will that money be used for?
That money will be used to support our local agriculture. Tractor's a big staple here and a big part of how our food gets into the system. Otherwise, farmers won't really be able to sell to Ingles or...
Right. And when you think about it a minute, with what you guys do, you're there in the middle. You may be making sure that I can have some fresh produce if I'm in the CSA program. But also, if somebody is growing a lot of stuff, you do the part that gets them into the Ingles and things like that.
Mm-hmm. When you buy a ticket, you're really, as well as supporting just like the local food structure of farmers, you're, we also have a pilot program we started this year. In partnership with Mission Health, they've provided the grant funding for it. The Mountain Community Health Partnership, they're doing the referrals for it, but it's a clinical referral program for the CSA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to promote healthy eating for folks in the community who are at risk. Diseases like heart disease and diabetes and things like that. So your doctor could prescribe you a CSA bag instead of medicine. So you slowly get better through your diet. And so one of the issues is they did, before we did this, they did a study, and it turned out that around 40% of folks in Mitchell County reported that fresh local produce was unaffordable to them, which is a scary thing if you're, as far as food security goes, what do you eat if you're not eating produce? You know, your diet's pretty much consisting of packaged foods, and that's a contributor to heart disease and diabetes.
Yeah, it is.
Very bluntly, it is. It's proven. So what someone in that situation could do could go to their physician and say, I can't afford the food, or I'm not feeling well, I'm starting to like gain weight or lose weight. And the doctor can prescribe a weekly CSA bag at no cost.
Oh, really?
Well, and that's, wow. Yeah. And that, so right now we've received 56 referrals, individual referrals, and that has gone to feed 135 people.
Well, that is
within,
neat.
Within the local community.
And that's
so
within
those,
local. So.
Those local people who couldn't, might not necessarily be able to go to the farmer's market and buy something are now getting a bag of the same things
right.
for free. But the farmers are getting paid for it.
Right. The farmers get paid for it. So, that's what the grant does.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that will be supported by your ticket when
exactly.
you're a part of the
yeah.
Farm
and
to Fort
we really
Mill.
Hope to expand that program.
Well, it sounds like a really neat program and a great idea.
I mean, if there's anything in this job that makes you feel good and gives you the chills at the end of the day, it's that program. It's great.
Well, that is cool. Again, information about all that type of stuff, I would say it'd be online and they can find out more. Or they could just stop by. Where's the location? What's the name of it?
We're right there.
Ferguson Hill?
Ferguson Hill, 54 Ferguson Hill Road. We're right past Fred's on the left and kind of across the street from Fox Country Store.
Yeah.
All the way across 19. In the old sock factory.
In the old sock factory. And everybody seems to know. If you say the old sock factory, we know where you're talking about.
We've cleaned it up since then.
Oh, yeah. There's no socks.
No old socks on your food, I promise. We've sanitized it, swept it up.
Oh, that's good. We'll pause our conversation here and continue soon and talk more about Tractor Food and Farms. Now, remember, the big Farm to Fork 4th Annual event is coming up Sunday night. Hors d'oeuvres on South Main Street from 5 to 6, dining in the Town Center from 6 to 9. There'll be live entertainment from the 42nd Street Jazz Band, and this year's featured chef will be Mountain Air Country Club's Taylor Montgomery. It's $125 per person, and tickets are available on the website tractorfoodandfarms.com. More information is also available on our website, so be sure to check that out. Again, thanks to Drew Zucchino, who is the farm manager of Tractor Food and Farms. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.